Time once again for the Rural Intelligence Report on Robin Hood Radio with Mark Williams, ruralintelligence.com, the one stop to find out what's going on, what's been going on, and what's coming up in our area. A chronological calendar of coming events has a complete listing of events. And what we discussed, just a few of the tidbits that we can manage to get in on air. Mark, nice to speak to you again today.
Good morning, Marshall. And we've got a lot of tidbits this today. There's some lovely events going on. Some big ones, but also some much smaller, more intimate ones, which would be good fun to just attend if you live locally and enjoy.
All right, we'll start off on February 26th in Stockbridge, Berkshire Botanical Garden, their bulb show.
Yeah, that this is interesting. This runs, well, we've talked about this in previous years. Starts on Monday, runs through March 15th. Berkshire Botanical Gardens really are very active in the winters as well as in the summers. And the bulb show is a presage of spring. I guess we're about to go into March, so definitely is the case. And this, it's a sort of annual exhibition that features mostly New England springtime favorite bulbs. But this year they have a collection of South African bulbs, most of which are very, very rarely seen in New England and the Northeast. So I think that will be quite interesting for the sort of passionate gardeners amongst us. So if you have a chance, you've got a few weeks to do that, pop into the Berkshire Botanical Gardens up in Stockbridge and check out what bulbs to buy for the summer.
Also on February 26th, our good friends and underwriters here at Robin Hood Radio, the People's Pub, have a yummy kitchen pop-up.
Yeah, you know, we spot these smaller things and that just look like they're going to be great fun. And this is what it's all about, isn't it, living in our area? In Chatham, the People's Pub have got a pop-up coming on Monday. And it's the Yummy Kitchen. It's a local boy, Eli Gardner, and he's a chef. And he is working on a food truck venture called Yummy Kitchen, which will be in this area. But he thought before he did that, he would set up at the People's Pub restaurant on Monday and offer a menu of Vietnamese and Thai cuisine. So this is an opportunity to pop along, get a preview of Eli's food before the food truck is actually up and running for the summer. And I can say from the research I've been doing, he's really been immersing himself in Vietnamese and Thai culture and cuisine in the last few years. So it's all in preparation for this type of venture. So it sounds fun. It's just quite, you know, way of enjoying something to do in the middle of winter, which is unusual, and just a lovely event. So that's it starts at 5 o'clock. Well, obviously runs through, you know, when they close at 10 o'clock on that's Monday, February the 26th.
And as they used to say on Monty Python, now for something completely different. February 27th, the Bardavon in Poughkeepsie. Does the Bardavon and Weird Al Yankovic go together? I guess so.
Well, in this particular case, apparently it does. So Weird Al Yankovic is going to be at the Bardavon on Tuesday. And as you are pointing out quite reasonably, he's really known for his wild musical satires. And those are why he's won his Grammys, his four-time Grammy winner. And usually most of his tours are really very high octane. They're really big production shows in big locations. But in this particular case, it's a big change. He's, I guess, launching a new album, which is an album of original non-parody songs, which they've taken from some of his 14 albums. It's going to be a much more intimate show. You don't have to go to the Hollywood Bowl or the Radio City Music Hall this time round. You can go, and I think it will be a much more relaxed evening at Bardavon. Emo Phillips is opening for him as well, so that will be nice. It starts at 7:30, Tuesday, February the 27th. Check it all out at Bardavon.
And once again, we will turn completely around, and now for something completely different in Williamstown on March 1st, the Underground Railroad Game.
Yeah, this one's going to be really interesting as well. Williams College, have the opportunity to invite people that we don't normally see in the area. And the Underground Railroad Game is coming to them on Thursday, March the 1st. It was named as one of the top 10 theater experiences of 2016 by the New York Times. So, and it really is controversial, aggressive, very funny as well. It's a performance by the Lightning Rod Special, and it's 75 minutes of sketch comedy. And it's all really, it's about American, excruciating American history. And we've got an interesting American history in some respects. And it's set in a middle school classroom. And the whole idea is that by talking about it, talking about political correctness, talking about race, identity, historical memory, they can open up ideas through comedy. Obviously, it's fabulous. It won the 2017 Obie Award for the best new American theater work. And because it's an academic situation, there will be a post-show question and answer session with the assistant professor of English, Kimberly Love, at Williams. So if you're looking for something funny, controversial, really absolutely fabulous, top of its game, then Thursday, March the 1st, up at Williams College in Williamstown, starts at 8 o'clock.
On March the 2nd in Great Barrington, there is a book launch coming up.
Yeah, this is going to be really popular, actually. Great Barrington has a new coffee place, and Rural Intelligence has written about it. It's called Botanica. And on March the 2nd, they are holding a book launch, and I think it's going to be very, very popular. It's for Alana Chanilla, she has written a book called Eating from the Ground Up. And there's going to be all sorts of, she's going to be talking about the book, obviously, but there's also going to be a whole set of recipes and menus and food, which has been inspired by this book. Now, actually, we at Rural Intelligence have a bit of an inside track on Alana, because not only is she the author of three books, one, which is really, there are a couple of really popular ones, The Homemade Pantry, 101 Foods That You Can Stop Buying and Start Making, and then The Homemade Kitchen, Recipes for Cooking with Pleasure. And those books were published locally. She's really popular locally. She lives in Great Barrington. She also wrote a whole series of articles and recipes for Rural Intelligence. So not only has she written for Martha Stewart Living, Taproot, food52.com, but also Rural Intelligence. So when we saw that she was doing a book called Eating from the Ground Up, Recipes for Simple, Perfect Vegetables. We thought that sounds fantastic. So you can, by the way, you can find all about her on Rural Intelligence. Check out her previous recipes, which we've done. She's on Craftsy, where she teaches an online class about how to start making all sorts of foods from scratch, including her favorite, which is yogurt, the great yogurts as well. And a lot of our listeners may well have met her, because she is really well known in Great Barrington. And one of the places she works is on Saturday. She works at the farmer's market. So she, even if you didn't know it was her, you may well realize that you've seen her, because she served you at the farmer's market. So all in all, this is going to be a really popular event on Friday, March the 2nd. In Botanica in Great Barrington. It'll start at 5 o'clock, and you'll go along, listen, buy a copy of the book.
The Center for Performing Arts at Rhinebeck opens up on March 2nd with Ragtime, the musical.
Yeah, they are really so exciting. There's so many really tremendous events there, and the Center for Performing Arts is going to be presenting, as you say, Ragtime, the musical. What more can you say? It's won 9 Tony Awards. It's really a fantastic musical portrait of the early 20th century. Tells the story of three families in pursuit of the American dream. It should be a great fun show. It starts on March the 2nd, runs through March the 18th. So you'll have to go to the Center for Performing Arts Rhinebeck website, where you can get all the times and the details of that as well.
We'll go to Hudson, New York on the 2nd, Stair Galleries.
Well, our friends at Stair Galleries are holding one of their tremendous auctions. I, as I say in the past, I love their auctions. This one is a refined tradition auction. So there are all sorts of items from the collection of the writer Gene Stein. And then there are also additional English and European furniture and porcelain, some baccarat and Venetian stemware. There's some additional glass works, artworks, much more. Obviously, you'll have to go to their website for all the preview times and for all the details. But it, but the auction itself is at 6 o'clock this coming Friday, March the 2nd, there in Stair Galleries in Hudson.
And in Torrington on March 2nd, the Warner Theatre brings in Lyle Lovett and Sean Colvin.
Yeah. Well, you know, we've had weird Al Yankovic. Now we've got Lyle Lovett. So it's a week of the stars, actually. And good old Warner Theatre in Torrington have also, this one's going to be a bit of a calmer evening. It's an acoustic evening with Lyle Lovett and his friend Sean Colvin. They are both singer-songwriters, and they've apparently been long-term friends as well. And so they're going to be doing working together for music, but I think there are going to be some stories together as well. Now, most of us know all about Lyle. Not only is he a singer and composer and an actor, and he's apparently had published 14 albums over the years. And as we know, it's everything from country, swing, jazz, folk, gospel, blues. He's really well known for his live performances as well. On the other hand, I didn't know so much about Sean Colvin, but apparently she's a singer-songwriter and an author. She won her first Grammy Award with her debut album called Steady On. She has also released 11 albums and won other Grammys as well. So it sounds like it's a fantastic concert coming up. That's that Friday night, so March the 2nd. She's just launched a new album, so there'll be some chances, I'm sure, to hear some tracks from that. It's all at 8 o'clock at the Warner Theatre in Torrington.
On March 3rd, the Monterey Community Center brings in a good friend of ours, Bernie Drew, describing his recent book, East Rock is Falling.
Yeah, you know, I said that we'd find some big events, like the Lyle Lovett's and the Weird Al Yankovic's, but then there are some small, lovely events that really are intriguing in the area, and this is one of those small events that just sounds absolutely fascinating. If you're a local historian or have an interest in local history, Bernard Drew is the man, and the Bidwell House Museum is putting on this little talk about his new book, which is called East Rock is Falling. It's all about true tales about Great Barrington's East Rock, which is the rock formation that looms over the town. If you've driven on Route 70, you'll know it. It's at 10 o'clock in the morning on Saturday, March the 3rd, so there's a real chance of learning an awful lot about what's about the history of the area and about the history of the geology of the area. So it's really interesting. Check it out. You can go there via Rural Intelligence, or you can go at the Bidwell House Museum website as well. It's Saturday, March the 3rd at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Also on March 3rd, head over to Ghent.
This is another little event, but this time in a lovely organization. In Omai this year, every year they have an annual candlelight concert. And this year it's going to be featuring Thomas Kotick, and is all bluegrass inspired. They're calling it Swamp Extravaganza. Now, Thomas has actually is an alum of Omai and some of their courses. He is coming back to play some of his bluegrass music with his group of friends. It all starts off very low key. It's cocktails at 5 o'clock, and then there's music at 5:30, and then there's a big reception afterwards with food at 6:45. It's not only is it sort of small and intimate, but it's great fun as well, because it's really inexpensive. I think if you're a member, it's even free of Omai. If you're thinking about becoming a member, it's really inexpensive as well, and it will just be a lovely intimate evening in a really fantastic space. So that's Saturday evening, March the 3rd, check it out on the website for OMI.
And coming up on March 3rd is a fundraiser for the Litchfield Farmers Market.
Yeah, they keep on going through the winter, and so quite rightly they should have a winter harvest dinner and fundraiser, obviously. The local chef, some people will know if you're in the Litchfield area, Samantha Tilley is going to be preparing the food, and the desserts are by Barbara Mojon Gugnoni. I'm just probably murdered her name, which I apologize about. But anyway, it's all at the Litchfield Community Center. If you want to support your farmers market in Litchfield, this is the best way of a good way of doing it, apart from actually going along and buying stuff at it. It starts on Saturday night, 6 o'clock in the evening.
And we will move on to Hudson Hall for the New York Festival of Song.
Yeah, I thought I'd end up with this because it really is intriguing. The New York Festival of Song is an organization that's really become a legend over the last 30 years or so, because they have had a whole series of great concerts. But what they've done is they've brought on a whole legion of really brilliant young vocalists over those 30 years. And what they do, they put them into the concert, but they mentor them and they bring them through the system. It was started by two guys, Stephen Blyer and Michael Barrett. And they really were on a mission 30 years ago to mix song recitals with elements of theater, scholarship. But they want to make it fun as well as, having great songs as well. Well, this year, the New York Festival of Song is going on tour. It's coming to Hudson Hall in Hudson. And the show they're presenting is called Protest. And they're calling it an evening of defiant, passionate, and ironic songs that touch on some of the most controversial issues in today's news. So they're talking about the rights of the Latinx, the Muslims, Jews, the gay community, the plights of refugees are all, or even the survival of Earth itself, and global warming or whatever it is, all looked at through the protest song. And it really sounds like it's a great fun event at Hudson Hall at 7 o'clock on Saturday, March the 3rd.
And that is a look at some of the things going on in our area. Ruralintelligence.com is the location to go for the full rundown. Mark, we'll speak to you again next week.
Lovely. I shall look forward to it, Marshall. Thanks very much.